Welcome back to Big Wigs. Ooh, baby, it's your favorite podcast, and I'm so excited for this week. We need this week. This is going to be a cathartic episode, I can already tell. Hello, I'm your host, Anna Roisman. I'm here with my amazing co-host, Andrea Lopez. Dre is already laughing. What are you laughing at? What's so funny? What's so funny so far on this comedy
this
podcast?
This is going to be a cathartic episode we're going to release today. We're going to let go. No, it has to be because, this week has been crazy and people are losing jobs. It's crazy out there.
It's crazy out there. But you know what? I'm very zen right now because we both worked out right before this. If you guys are following along every moment of our lives, both of us have taken to the Big Wigs Instagram today. Andrea was on a fucking treadmill and I was doing yoga. So I think we're in a good mindset. I look horrendous. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I am so sorry. But you look great. And I was mad at her when she signed on because I was like, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I thought you were going straight from treadmill to microphone.
And I did. But I did a couple changes. We did change the shirt. We did put concealer. And then I always spray my face with like a, not an Evian spray, but a refreshing like aloe vera rose spray.
Cool. That's lovely.
Cool.
Yeah. She looks great. I'm like, she fully stopped by Sephora on her way back to her apartment or something. I'm like,
and I put up the beauty filter on the Zoom just to help myself.
Okay. Well, I have that too, but I think it's not making me beautiful. I just put some under eye concealer on because, which is not the color of my skin. So now I just look like I have tiny little eyes on my white face because of my light, whatever this is doing. Anyway, this whole podcast, we're just going to examine our faces and talk about our looks because I know that's what everyone wants.
It's like the scene in Mean Girls.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God.
I don't like the way my eyelids do it. Yeah.
We got to catch up. First and foremost, last we spoke, you were going to 3 states in 3 days, in 72 hours, something insane. Did you make it state to state?
We made it, but I don't recommend it.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a nightmare.
Don't recommend. It's a nightmare. And it
can you just
give
us the
Philly route? For Nick's show.
Okay, New York to Philly.
Yes. New York to Phil. That was driving.
Okay.
We did Nick's show and then we left the car at the airport, flew Philly to Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Did my best friend's wedding.
Love the movie.
We married off my girl Paige, my best friend's wedding. I kept saying that and I was like, oh my God, it's like the wedding. My best friend's wedding. And then from there, I mean, do not recommend. The night after, so the wedding was great. It was Friday. And then Saturday morning, I had to leave the Airbnb at like 7 a.m. to catch an Uber. And it's an hour drive from Jacksonville Airport to our Airbnb because we were staying in St. Augustine, Florida. So that was just, I mean, you want to talk about...
Were you hungover?
It was a hard morning. Yeah. Because I was... Well, we got into this whole, like, my parents were there, Nick was there, and it was just, like, there was drama. And it was just about, like, the family dynamics and, like, making sure my parents were good, and Nick was making sure my parents were good, and then I was also trying to be a good bridesmaid. So I just got extremely overwhelmed, and, like, you know, emotions were flaring, things were happening, and I also was not drinking too much because... I wasn't sober, but I wasn't drinking too much because I was trying to be good for the next morning. And I just noticed something funny about certain people. Like, even if I'm so tired and so hungover, I'll at least be able to like put a smile on my face and just be like, of course, we get the one Uber driver who's just so energetic on us on a Saturday morning. He's like, oh, here we go. We're going to the airport. I see some bags.
It was Caitlyn Jenner fully driving you to the airport.
Hop in, kids. We got a long ride, all right?
I don't know that I'd want Caitlyn Jenner to drive me anywhere.
That was him. He was the sweetest man. And over his sunroof, sun visor, he had a picture, a big picture of him and his dog blown up. It was the sweetest thing. But you just know that type of, you know, it's that type of Uber driver. And Nick, when he's tired, when he's tired and hungry and it's the morning, no coffee, do not try to just... do not be overly energetic, talkative. He is such a personable person, but not in the morning.
Okay, got it.
After a wedding. It was
Thank you for warning all of us in case we all run into Nick in a hallway after a wedding in the morning. It'll be your wedding if anybody's. I'll be like, I'm sorry.
It's the funniest thing because he just looked at me and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be an interesting ride. So that was like the last leg of it on the way to Boston.
Okay.
And it was a lot. Yeah. And then Nick headed back to Philly to pick the car. I headed to Boston for the Teresa show. We made it to the Teresa show.
I know. It looked amazing. Tell us about this. So you've been doing Teresa for how many years now?
Honestly, only 2.5, 3. It started at the beginning of the pandemic.
Okay. Okay. But still,
like I
really
3 years
didn't. is a while. You know what I mean? And like, it's not only did she reach out, you just got to co-host a fucking event with her, which is
crazy.
You know, I did. It's crazy. Yeah. You got to remember, like 3 years ago, you would scream out, you would shit your pants if you found that out that you were going to be doing that. You know what I mean? You have to remember that.
Yeah.
And
I know. I know. We always forget that.
That's so cool.
Think about 5 years ago, you're exactly where you would want to be, hopefully. I mean, that's the way I try to think about it, but I know it was a very cool moment. Couldn't believe it that just by going to BravoCon, that's how I got connected with her, because some people kept asking, like, how the hell did you even meet Teresa? And it was a fluke, really. I just dressed up as her, and we had like had a couple exchanges, her and her people, over DMs, as you and I do. And I mean, you getting the call out, the shout out on the Call Her Daddy podcast. And it's like you're starting these little tiny ways of communication, but it's until the people start like really reaching out and be like, we have an opportunity.
Yeah.
So we were originally going to do a show in Philly, and then it got nixed. And then they said, hey, by the way, I think I reached out again, and I was just like, any chance we could do something? I might have reached out for BravoCon, because you and I want to do something for BravoCon for sure.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so this show potentially came up. This was the first ever version of this. It was like Party with the Housewife, multi-segment show where we did like games, we did dancing, we did a Q&A segment. And then, yeah, so we didn't really know what to expect, but it ended up being really fun. And Boston, really fun, really fun.
Boston's great.
Really good people. Sold out show, baby. Sold out show.
That's crazy. Fun. That's so fun. I know. I'm like texting Dre. I'm like, where are you going in Boston? Like, did you go to Newberry? Did you go here? Because, you know, I went to college in Boston and I was like, you're in my hood.
Yeah.
But you weren't there long enough to hang in Boston, really. You were like there for event.
Exactly. We arrived. We stayed at the Encore, which is this gorgeous new casino. They're building out a whole new Vegas strip in Boston.
That's crazy.
I guess. From there, we just rushed right over. We got ready and we rushed over to the show. And then we did a little bit of gambling. Lost $200. That's cool.
Oh, my.
Just in the slots. You just take out $500 and I'm like, oh, just put in a $100 bill. Before you know it, the whole $100's gone. But it's fun. I need to do blackjack and the tables.
Damn,
no,
girl.
I mean, $200? I mean, yeah, it's a nice pair of shoes. It's a nice little shopping spree at Zara, but it's okay. It's too hunch.
We're in different leagues right now. I am like, you know, I need some jobs, I think, is what is really happening here. I am not trying to say.
I thought I was lucky that night. I was like, I'm definitely gonna win $10,000. No, instead I just fully lost $200. So it's
but
it's
I
okay.
like
it's
your confidence. I like your confidence. I just have a question. Yeah. Are you and Teresa like on a first name basis? Like, do you text? Like, do you have each other's numbers now? Like, are you like, Trey, like, what's up, girl? Let's go get our nails done. Like, how, I'm curious, like, what your relationship to her is now.
Thank you for asking that, because I totally forgot to even get into that. At the venue, before this, we had only been DMing. That's it.
Okay.
It was like, you know, remember when she DM'd me and she was like, what is that picture you posted? Take it down. So
you
before
were like,
that,
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'll take it down. So then when we got there, she had a dressing room, and then it was like two different green rooms.
Okay.
And her and Louie arrived, and then we were all kind of like chilling in her room, and they had a whole like charcuterie spread for her, and I was so hungry. So I was just like, is it rude if I just like grab a piece of salami from her room? But they were totally nice. They were like, oh yeah, come in here. We're all talking. We were planning out the show. And I wasn't nervous, but I felt weird starting the conversation with her. Like, she came to find me and gave me a hug. And I was just like, wow, that's so sweet of her. So
that's
welcoming.
Cool.
Yeah. So I feel like we started to get close, and then we did the show and it was great. And then She had a 7 a.m. flight all the way cross country for another appearance the next day. But in her contract, she had to go to this restaurant inside the Encore Hotel. So we go to the restaurant, which was like, oh my God, like a 5-star restaurant. It was delicious. It was like Asian fusion. There was all this stuff. But at the dinner, it was more intimate. And we got to like just sit at the table across her, Louis, one of her people, and then the other the host of the event. Mm-hmm. So it was like way more time to hang out and like get close. So she was asking questions. I was learning a little bit about her sex life. I was hearing about like ex-boyfriends and her daughters. Like she was like giving the tea.
Oh,
stunning. Yeah, so it was like, I felt stunning. I felt pretty close to her in that moment, but there was nothing. She said some really funny things. And then she mentioned like, I don't know, we got a little close, but I didn't ask for her number after. So I think I'm going to wait for one more show that we do. This could potentially be a nationwide touring show.
Cool.
Which would be amazing. But I didn't get her phone number. Okay. So I think the next show, I'll make the move and ask for the number.
Do you know when a yeah. next show is yet, or you don't have a date yet?
We don't have a date on the calendar. We don't have one. But I do want to follow up. I also don't really know how to capitalize on all the content we got because, you know, you go through all these clips. You have a show coming up. You're going to do your actual one woman show. And it's like, do you take clips from that or do you, I don't know. Like, I'm like, I got all this footage of videos and I want to post like a funny little clip from something, but I never know what I should do. But that'll be like a way to get back to her and talk to her again and just say, hey, I posted this. When are we doing another show? Bring it up to her. But I'm so scared to cross the boundaries, you know, like cross the line of somebody. It's like a celebrity. She has a full life, has a bunch of friends, but she was interested. She wanted to ask. She asked a couple things about my life. So I felt not weird being
that's
close
good
with her,
yeah, you know? Clearly yeah. You're at dinner, an intimate dinner with her after you were working on her event with her. You have crossed, you know, a line in your relationship. That's really cool. I
we
feel like
it.
If we were on a stage right now, I'd be like, give it up for Andrea. She is 1 degree away now from Teresa, which is fucking awesome.
Two things. She did touch my boobs. Like she was like, oh my God, nice boobies. Like she likes oh nice God. Tits. And her person was like, she's going to love your tits. Because my dress had a little cutout, which I didn't realize. I almost passed out on stage because it was one of those like halter tops. I tied it too tight. After 10 minutes on stage, I started seeing like little stars and I was like, oh, wow. Jesus Christ. So I like loosened it up a little bit, but it really smashed my tits together, which I didn't really try the dress on before the event. I was just like, this will work. And then she was like, nice boobies. I like your boobies. It's so nice. Like, wow. And then at dinner, she was like holding her tits and she was like, fake tits are heavy. Like my back hurts from all these tits I'm holding. I was like, oh, my God. So yeah, we
were
did.
Like,
we did reach
real.
Like mine are real and my whole body hurts right now. So thanks. That was good.
That's
so she said
so
that.
Funny.
And then what's the other funny thing she said? Talked about bubbies and then
bubbies.
She talked about bubbies. Oh, my God. I love your bubbies. And then her and Louis. Louis was asking about they always have people over for dinner. And I had mentioned that Nick is in the industry too. He does comedy. And he was like, oh my God, you guys should come over. We'll do dinner together. Teresa will cook. And Teresa was like, all right, yeah, I'll cook. I was like, wait a minute. Am I about to be invited to a dinner party with Tree and Louie?
That's like the ultimate.
That'll be crazy. That'll be the
that'll
ultimate.
Be insane.
So when that happens, I'll let you guys know. Yeah.
But still, beyond that, you've met her. You've had meals with her. You've done a show with her. Like all of this is really next level. So I'm so proud
it's
to know you.
Coming together.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's all happening. And I haven't processed it. You know when you like something really cool happens and you're so excited and you know it's really cool, but I just haven't really fully been like, wait a minute, that was cool from BravoCon to this. But
because you and I have
a lot to discuss about BravoCon. Yeah.
Yeah. That's but I was going to say you haven't processed it because you need to rest because you went from Philly to Florida to Boston. Like you went all over the fucking country. You know, that's crazy. That's wild.
In hindsight, it sounds like a really great idea, but then it's not. It's not. Don't
Did
recommend.
I don't know it's if just... I told you this, what happened with me this week with someone I do an impression of. Did I tell you my big news? Okay.
Did you?
For anybody who is listening to this right now, you better still come to my one woman show, but I am going to put this in my
you
show.
Have to.
But for those who don't know, I do an impression of Steve, David Eigenberg on Sex in the City. Okay. It's honestly, okay. It was my most famous impression until we started doing Chris and Courtney together. I'd say they've trumped Steve, in terms of numbers. Yeah. But I, you know, I always do Miranda, you know, Miranda, I love Miranda. And this is really a one note impression, but I have so much fun doing Steve.
Miranda.
Playing basketball, you know, shooting hoops, whatever I gotta do. Go Knicks. And I said yesterday, I was like, wait, the Knicks are like doing well. I was like, I should be making a Steve video, right? And Jared's like, yeah, I guess. I'm like, hold on, guys.
Because Jared knows he's fully involved in it, is going to have to go to the park with you. Hold the ball. It's
I think
so
I might
good.
Post
it's so good.
I might have to repost tomorrow, like a little throwback. I might repost when I went to the Knicks game as Steve, because not enough people saw that video.
And
I went for fucking 3 hours as Steve to Madison Square Garden, which is insane. So anyway,
absolutely.
Did I not tell you this? Is this the first time you're hearing this?
I don't think so. I think it is.
You
but
were
I'm
traveling.
Also like, am I crazy? Did I forget? I don't know.
No, you didn't. No. So I didn't make a big deal out of it. I was going to make a video and I'm like, maybe I will post it after my show in 2 weeks. But I got a DM. DMs are where the magic happens. I got a DM from the David Eigenberg who plays
Steve on
Sex in the City. And I could cry. It was the nicest message ever.
Wait, he's on Instagram?
Yeah, I tag him. I've tagged him in every video for the last 2 years.
I thought it was like
Steve...
a fan page.
No. Here's what he said. I'm going to read you what he
read
said.
Read it. Read it. And read it in his voice. Read it in his voice.
Yeah, of course. Hold on. Because he does. It's him. I mean, he has 235,000 followers. You know, he's verified.
Oh,
it's his account. Finally,
I'm dead.
If you just look at our conversation though, wait, why did I just make it? I didn't mean to make it vanish mode. But if you look at our conversation, I have tagged him in, it just looks like the saddest, like one-sided conversation. Like when you're like texting someone and they're not writing your back and you're like, this is so sad. This person doesn't know I exist. Finally
ghosted you. You're still trying to reach out.
7 a.m. Friday. Hey,
7 a.m.
I'll do it in his voice. Hey,
yeah,
.. Anna, I don't really go on the Instagrams too much. I swear to God, there's an S. I don't really go on Instagram.
There's an S. Stop.
Too much. But a friend sent me this and I am honored and I think you're hysterical and I appreciate you and you just cracked me up. You're pretty amazing yourself. Hey, Anna, like Miranda.
Oh my God.
And you know me, I'm like waking up, I'm like rubbing my eyes, I'm like, oh my God.
Is this real?
David Eigenberg, this is like the nicest thing. My parents have never said something that's nice to me. How I crack them up. He appreciates me. He's honored. I was blown away by this message.
Whoa.
So, you know, I wrote him back. Do you want the full conversation? I was like, you're a David Eigenberg legend. Oh my God. Thank you so much for this note. This means everything to me. I'm your biggest fan. We're all rooting for you this season. Okay. I said, I don't know if you're in LA or New York. You know, I had to drop this. New York, I don't know where you are, but it would be a dream to have you in one of these videos. The fans would lose their mind. And he said, hey, Anna. He comes back with a full...
Back with a hey, Anna.
I don't have to read all of these, but basically he said he lives in Chicago because he shoots... Chicago Fire. He lives in Chicago right now. He said, let's do some kind of video, but he's got to wait until after and just like that season 2 premieres because, you know, he said... He's so funny. He's like, I don't know. I never know what people perceive and I don't really do social media. You know, I stay away from any of the controversy, but you're so sweet and so funny. So let's look for each other after the premiere.
Oh my God. You're going to do a video with him. He's down.
I got to fly to Chicago. I gotta save my pennies to get to Chicago because... You know, unless they do like a premiere anywhere, like, God, I need to get invited to HBO Max. If anyone knows anybody at HBO Max, or, you know, in just like that multiverse, I need to go. But anyway, that was, you know, like
we can make it happen. I'm already racking my brain. I'm like, who do I know?
But like, Can you believe that? He finally wrote me and gave me his blessing, which is like the best thing as an impressionist that you could ever get, is a nice message like that. I was like, Steve.
Seriously.
Oh my God.
Steve, we're rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. Miranda is so mean to him.
So mean. But, you know, he still loves her. But they've had a weird relationship the whole time. She's been mean since day one, even in that first episode when they met at the bar and she was straight up just like, leave me alone. Like, get away from me. And he asks if she's gay. That's the best, because foreshadow.
Because little did we know. Wow, that was a foreshadow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But still.
Anna, who do you think? Do you think somebody sent him a video, or do you think he's been meaning to reach out to you and then finally was like, I'm going to do it now?
I think a friend texted him the video and he saw it and it connected him to Instagram. So he realized, oh, I could like reply or whatever. He knows. Yes. I'm sure he knows of them because he did that video with Chicago Fire where NBC had him be like, Miranda. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? NBC, you owe me money. But it was so exciting to get that message. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Steve.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yo, that is so cool. From somebody who doesn't do social media like that, you know, it took time to go through the Instagram and say, I want to write a message.
Yeah.
But connecting with people, that's so funny. Because he's also a main character for sure on the show, but he's one of those people that no one would do an impression of, but so funny. He was one of the side characters. Like, everybody's, of course, going to do Miranda. Like, Che, I love you. But like him, it's so good. And then you and Nicole Travolta together doing Steve and Miranda.
I know.
A godsend.
It's fun. We haven't done one in a while, but we're going to do some when the show comes out, I'm sure. But I did send her. She was like crying. I sent her a screenshot and I was like, I don't know if this is real or not, but look what happened to me today. Like, just
crazy.
Waiting on.
Are you going to post
Cynthia
it?
Nixon. Yeah, you know, I might do a video with it, you know, a little screen grab video, but I think I'm going to incorporate it into my show. So again, do not tell anyone if you guys are coming to my show. And spoil it, okay? This is the tea only for the bigwigs right here. But it was very exciting. You know, it's not meeting and having dinner with, like, you know, Teresa, but it is a DM that was very silly and exciting.
It starts with a DM, blossoms into something else. I'm telling you, you're going to be hanging out playing basketball with Steve in the matter of
months. I'm going to write this down. You guys, when we start doing merch, it all starts with a DM.
I love it.
I love it.
I was just doing Caitlyn Jenner. I love it.
You're really on
Caitlyn. So good.
You did her yesterday, so that's why. That's why. A certain impression, you like are living in it for a little while and you're like, wait, stop, you're yourself now.
That's not me. Do you ever also just hear somebody say something funny and then you have to repeat it? If somebody says something in a weird way, I repeat it verbally, like in front of them, and I might not even know them.
Really?
Like, I was at dinner with Teresa and I know I do Teresa's impression, but she would just, when she said boobies, I had to be like, my boobies, like I just had to say it to like hear it come out of my mouth because I thought it was so funny.
So, that, like, is I so funny feel,
as though, yeah, I don't know.
It's, can I like gloat about us for 1 second? And for everyone listening, I'm sorry, but we did this video this week. It wasn't even planned. Like, Dre came over.
We always gloat about this.
This was crazy. This just shows. This was so crazy. We, you know, sometimes we'll throw a camera on and we're like, do we get anything? I don't think we got anything. I don't know. We just improvised. We didn't have anything really planned. We were like, oh, the Met Gala is happening. We can talk about that. People have rumored that the Kardashians aren't invited. Like, yeah, right. People are fine. They bring viewers to that nonsense. And sat terrible lighting, honestly, no offense to our friend who filmed us, but it was really not shot well. It was very blurry. It was whatever. And I decided to cut it
sorry together. To tell you, he does not have a future in DPing.
No, but honestly, maybe he does for us, because he somehow captured gold. But I was watching the footage randomly and I was like, oh, it's all about the Met Gala. Maybe I'll cut something together. And I think I cut it pretty well. I'm going to say that, because I'm not a first and foremost editor, but I think I edited it okay, because I had to do a lot of punching in because there was a cat blocking the camera.
There was a real cat.
And this video fucking blew up. People, it's like people discovered our Chris and Courtney like they'd never seen it before. It's so crazy. Anyway.
My phone kept blowing up. I needed to turn off notifications on Instagram because of how much it was blowing up.
So I don't have any. I have no notifications on. I could never do that. I just like to be surprised when I sign on. I don't like to have them any other time in my life. That's...
I know. It's distracting. But I also couldn't believe how much... Notification. Comment. Somebody liked it. Somebody commented. It was crazy.
I know.
It was crazy.
And I like sent it to you and I was like, it's cute, right? And you're like, yeah, it's fun. And I was like, because it kind of only can go up today because the Met Gala is tomorrow. So I'm going to post it. And then little did we know this would blow the F up on TikTok and Instagram. And that never happens. You know, the gods out there are like, you can't have it on both. They're saying you get one, two. Not two apps, but this one is doing pretty well.
We ain't letting it happen. What are the numbers right now?
Let's really brag.
And well, don't give the actual. Just be like, it's this.
I think it's at like 2.4 million on Instagram, and it's at like over 2 million on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah,
that's insane.
Which is so crazy. And this was the video we didn't have planned. Like, this is just, you know, I do think now we've done it so much and we have so much fun doing it that when we improvise together in those wigs, it's just natural. It's just fun for us, you know?
I know.
Speaking of.
And at that point, yeah. No, it is over 2 mil. Good. Okay, good. We did it.
But now I feel this pressure. I'm like, wait, we have a lot more footage to cut. We can cut a bunch of these because it's in people's like, you know, feeds right now. So now's a good time to put it out. You guys, listen to me. I am just a social media machine over here. I am like, how do we capitalize on this? We gotta cut. We gotta edit.
I know. And sometimes I don't even know what in the moment we would even caption it. You're like, well, let's change the time we were in New York. You're like, well, we can make it for...
Which
Chris
we can.
Report on the town without not being at the Met Gala. We like try to change it for whatever is topical in the moment.
I
think it'll work. But then honestly, we could post us farting. Somebody commented like, you guys could be farting and burping and we would think it's great. I'm like, you know, that just goes to show you.
But all you need is like one line. I'm like, you know, I die when you're like, Kimmy, and you picked Kimmy Stimmy. And you said to me, I knew you liked that line because you go, make sure it's captioned, Kimmy Stimmy. I go, don't worry. They'll get it.
I'm like, they won't get it. They won't get it, Anna. But they get it.
You can edit the caption. So I edit them. I make sure it says exactly what I hear. I'm a caption queen. I love captioning. I hate it, but I'm anal about it. You know that.
No, completely. And now I'm thinking that we're wasting so much time because there's these AI generated captions that like these programs, you can just put your video in and it cuts it perfectly. And then it does the captions for you. And I'm like, how do I do that?
But it's Instagram like subscription does it
based
now.
And it does it. But also cutting the footage down, it'll do your face when you're talking and my face when I'm talking and then zoom in. You can program it to control all of the shots. And I don't feel like learning how to do it, but I also think I'm wasting time by like sitting down to edit all these things.
Yeah. Although we get faster at it every time. I do think we get faster at it. You know, AI is coming for all of us. I don't know if you guys are well aware of the writer's strike right now, but AI, I can't believe that was one of the topics. I know you said you have more to learn about the writer's strike. There is literally, they brought up in the contracts, like AI, like, cause AI can edit, you know, scripts and stuff. And like, they have like, you know, AI could technically write a script at this point. They have the technology.
It could fully write a script. It could write prompts. It could write questions for interviews. It's scary.
Pull ChatGPT clips and write, you know, a summary or whatever. And it's so fucking weird. But what's crazy is that the writers put in their contracts, you know, this is something they'd want amended. They want to change that so that like AI can't fucking come for their jobs. And the WGA or like the studios were like, we should have a meeting about the future of technology. Like they didn't... Almost as if AI is responding to these requests. It's like so general and just like rejected. But we should have a conversation about technology. Absolutely.
It's like who I'm talking to Alexa right now. That's what it feels like.
It does.
The only thing I can think of, because I need it in a visual representation, I'm a visual learner, is I just think of the movie iRobot and I'm just thinking, okay, so that's what's happening. It's just like AI is now turning. We don't have robots yet. I mean, we do, but we don't. It's more so like that Audible, Alexa, ChatGPT who can talk back to you.
Did you see Megan?
Are we on the verge?
I think
are
of
we
Megan
on the verge of that?
Too.
I never saw Megan.
Girl, do yourself a favor. Best movie of the year. It's so funny.
Shut up. That is, you're lying.
I swear to God, I had a smile ear to ear. I probably talked about it. Megan was the best movie of the year. I was so thrilled when JetBlue put it on its flights the other week. I was like, oh, thank God. And then I didn't have a working screen. So you know what? Joke's on me.
Joke's on you. Megan, Anna, when did that come out?
A couple months ago. It's so good. I'm not even lying. Like, I'm a team. I am for sure team Megan. Like, it's.
I mean, I know it was good, but I wouldn't say the best movie of the year. It won no awards.
You're right. 80 for Brady is up there for me. Okay. My taste is questionable.
I just watched Nope.
You're behind.
I'm so behind. I just watched Nope. Like, what is going on? And I thought that was a really cool movie, but I thought not it was Megan.
Oh my God. Megan's better. I thought Nope was good. I liked his first movie way more. What's the first one with what's her face? Allison Williams from Megan.
Oh, she's in that too. Holy shit.
Why am I blank? What is Jordan Peele's first movie? First horror movie?
Right, right.
Jared, this is where Jared comes in and says, "You failed on the podcast again. You failed.
Get out.
Again.
Get out.
Get out." I liked Get Out more than Nope. If I had to, like, you know, line them up, but
line them
Megan's
up
really fucking good. It's funny. It's campy. It's a good horror movie. But it's all about AI. So you're like, wait, this is fucked up. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, it takes it one step too far. But it's so funny. Highly recommend. I'm not even kidding. I mean, you know, it's tough because Book Club comes out next week, and Book Club 2 is coming out next week. Dre, I have never worked so hard to try and get a job to influence for anything as I have for Book Club 2. You guys, I swear to God, I'm in touch with the writer and she's like, has someone reached out from the PR company? And I'm like, no. And all I wanted to do was
haven't heard anything.
Get paid to influence Book Club 2 because I legit loved Book Club 1 and I am ready to rock for the second one.
That's really smart of you to go inside the writers. You got to infiltrate the people and you got to go in where the people are in production.
Well, I should say her friend followed me or like follows me or whatever. And when I started posting for free PR for Book Club 2. Okay, you guys know what Book Club 2 is, right? It's with the four iconic older actresses. I say older because I think they're thriving and it's nice to know that they are, you know, not in their fucking 30s. It's
Diane
Mary
Keaton.
Steenburgen, Diane Keaton, help me out, Jane Fonda. And
I'm looking at this one.
Candace Bergen. Yeah. Did you see Book Club 1? It's iconic.
Yes,
it's four women getting their sex on. And you know what? Now they're going to Italy, which is going to be even better. And
Book Club 2?
Yeah, it's Italy. Book Club 2, take on Italy. Yeah, girl,
oh
we should go see it. We should go see it. I can't wait for this fucking movie.
Anna's making plans. I'll go. I mean, of course.
I can't wait.
I love Jane Fonda. I love Diane. I love all of them.
I love all of them so much. And I can't wait for this movie. And I was going to say, I started messaging them months ago when the trailer came out. I started messaging the Instagram. I'm your biggest fan. I influence for some stuff. Like I would be happy to make content for you or anything, like whatever. Nothing back. And then I started posting about it and I said, why aren't they letting me like work for them? And is there a premiere? I don't know. And then this woman who follows me, who's so sweet, she was like, my friend actually wrote it. I'm going to put you in touch with her. She would love you. And then so she connected me to the writer and creator, this girl, Erin, who's brilliant because she made my favorite movie. And I was like, Erin, girl, I said, I can't wait to get cast.
Set it up.
Book Club 3, you know. I guess I didn't make the cut for Book Club 2, but anyway,
true.
I think it's a funny story though because they have zero interest in me collabing with them at all. So
are they even having influencers work for them, or they just think they have great press and we don't even need influencers?
I don't know. You know, I wish they would have said that. You know, at least reject me. Don't ghost me. Don't let me hang it, because I heard I was supposed to hear from someone and
they
never
got your
did.
Hopes up.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's okay. I'll still see the movie. I'll still love it. I'll still Instagram about it. So at the end of the day, they're like, this girl will do it for free. Why are we going to pay her?
I know. You gave too much up front, Anna.
Maybe
you
got to
make
did.
Them want it. Who's producing this?
I don't know.
Boo. Oh. Is it Paramount?
No. Is it? No.
Well then I got to talk to my bosses.
Yeah. They're going to be like,
no, I don't know
Book
who
club
it
is what you want to see, Andrea. We thought you
That's
were younger.
You're supposed to be promoting our top highest earning movies, which is Top Gun. Teenage
so
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Speaking of celebrities and who we love, none of those women were at the Met Gala, but let's talk Met Gala a little bit. I watched the whole fucking thing. Did you?
Get into it.
Did you watch
it? I was in and I was out. I was live streaming the Vogue one, which you sent me.
Yeah.
And then I was watching it on, they did have coverage on another network, which I can't even, yeah. But it was like strange. And then there's also so much coverage with, like, there's like hosts for that. But then there was also Lala Anthony was a host for another outlet.
For Vogue. No, she was also with Vogue.
She was with Vogue. I feel like I was just caught up with all of these different hosting coverages of it, but I was underwhelmed. I did have my favorites, but it was Karl Lagerfeld was the theme.
Yeah, which is also a little problematic, I guess. I mean, like, iconic artist and designer, but also, like, mm-hmm. a lot of people were pissed off that was the theme because of, you know, kind of him as a man and his beliefs and quotes and how he was. But again, you know, it's like saying, like, are you ever going to listen to a Michael Jackson song again? Like, probably, you know, it's hard. Some people don't separate the art from the artist. I don't know what's right. I feel different on different days, but I also felt like, you know, it kind of makes sense to honor a designer, I guess, for a fashion show, which is mm-hmm. essentially what this mm-hmm. is.
Because I asked you, I go, Anna, I don't even know what the Met Gala is after the carpet. What do they do? I thought they went inside that the Met and they eat.
Yeah, they smoke in a bathroom. I don't think eating is involved. Like, look at all those outfits. I don't think they eat in there. I think they like go and look at the art exhibit and then they like leave and go to an after party somewhere. Because the after parties are like where it's at. Like, it's just a party. It's just like dress up fancy.
That's where you want to be.
Get photographed and then fucking go to a party. Not at the Met. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It is a whole weird thing. And the end of the Vogue stream, I don't know if you saw the end, but it was so funny and awkward. The whole thing was awkward, but they were waiting for Rihanna. Everyone was waiting for Rihanna, who was very, very late. And like, you know, when these things are like,
which is on brand for her, right? She's
for
always late.
Sure. But when these things are like televised and stuff, like mm-hmm. it's so funny because they were like, well, they didn't want to say we're waiting for Rihanna, but they were like, well, we're still, rumor has it, we should stick around. So we're just going to wait here and talk. And it's so funny because some people don't know how to vamp easily, and it was just like, what? Like, it was just so, I don't know. And then she showed up. I didn't see her show up on the thing though. I gave up and I watched on Instagram later. Instagram, I'm sorry, but the accounts on Instagram had better coverage than the actual like live streams of them.
That's how I feel. I'm like, okay, they're memeing it. They're already getting like little shortcuts of it. I mean, that's how we get all of our information anyways. I mean, isn't it true?
It's true. That's true. It all starts with a DM, honey.
write it down. It's going to be on a sweatshirt.
I love it. But yeah, it was fun to see the looks, but it's true. I didn't need to watch that live. I told you, I was like, I feel like I need 3 hours of my life back. That was like terrible.
Yeah.
Like, the interviews were bad. I thought Lala Anthony was amazing. I will say. I thought she's like, she's very personable. You know, she just, mm-hmm. she seems like she's friends with everyone. Like, she's very easygoing and chill. And like, it's natural for her, I should say. I don't want to diss
others.
I think
it's off naturally too.
But yeah, but I thought she was
well, you did diss a couple. You were like, what's going on? But then I thought it was an inside joke. And we're specifically talking about Chloe Fineman and her counterpart. There was some awkward moments, but then I thought about it. There was a really awkward moment with her and Aubrey Plaza because she was like, and your name is Aubrey. And then it was this awkward moment. But then I realized they're friends. Aubrey just did SNL.
I was going to say, I thought that part was like planned because I bet she was like, call me this like on mm-hmm. air. You
Slut
know what
burn.
I mean? Like, yeah, like give me this. I want you to announce me as this name or something. Like, you could totally see her doing something funny like that. And then I bet like Chloe like forgot in the moment or something. I don't know. Something was off. Or maybe Stella McCartney wasn't in on the bit. So that's what made the tension weird. There was some weird bit there. But yeah, it was cringy. It was like, wait, what's happening?
Couldn't tell if it was a bit or if it was real. I really couldn't.
And maybe they went for that. Maybe they were successful. Maybe that was the whole goal. You know, they're both comedy people. Like, they were like, let's make this fucking awkward. Like, LOL.
Did we love Jared Leto as the cat?
Loved him. Thought he looked like a really comfy, cozy cat. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I loved all the cats. I loved Doja Cat. I loved Jared Leto. I loved Lil Nas X. I thought the cats came, you know, it almost felt like, it was kind of funny because I feel like if you were a little bit on the fence, like, should we be celebrating Karl Lagerfeld as a person or like his designs? Mm-hmm. Go for the cat, Choupette, you know, that cat, that's a famous cat he has. That's why everyone came for the cats. Honor the cat.
Honor the cat. I thought it looked, some of them I was confused, obviously. Some of the looks were always confused by. But the moment of the roach, why was the roach getting so much publicity?
The roach. I know. It's as if, has the anyone roach. Ever been to New York City before? They're everywhere. They're on every fucking corner.
It's like, what is this? Oh, cockroaches for New York? Groundbreaking. Yeah. I didn't think anything of it. I would have been like, oh yeah, trash and rats and roaches.
It's so funny, too. It got more play than half the people's outfits. I'm still seeing people's clothes, like outfits today, like on Instagram. And I'm like, wait, oh, I never saw this person. But I saw that roach 4,000 times, which is weird.
It just goes to show you Instagram. Social media is just all about the shock factor. It's like, how can we get views by shocking everybody? Oh, a roach on the carpet. Perfect.
Do you think someone like let it free on the carpet? Like they saw it and they like picked it up and like just put it on the carpet. They were like, I'm bored. Let's put a fucking roach on this white carpet.
It'll be perfect. Yeah, no. I mean, I loved it. It's so clicky. It seems exclusive and clicky.
It does.
And I don't know. I don't know if I would like really thrive in that environment. I mean, I would love to get my picture taken in like a gorgeous gown, but I wouldn't know otherwise. But I wanted to talk about our top
gowns. Yeah, I want to hear your picks.
You go first because I'm waiting for my last one. To get a visual of it. So give me your top. I think I know your, oh no, I don't know your number one, but I think I know your at least one in there.
Okay. Honestly, my number one, it wasn't the night I saw it, but looking back at all the outfits, she became my number one, and that's going to be Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway for me has been just crushing it, show after premiere, after show, after Oscars, after every, she has been, and she's the new face of Versace. So this was a Versace dress, but they really did it in like that Chanel kind of tweed, you know, look. It was tweed, a really so nice good. Combination of Versace and like Chanel, you know, like Karl Lagerfeld, Chanel, traditional, whatever, with the safety stunning. Pins and everything. It was so chic, but also like edgy and fun. And she just looks, I don't know what she's doing, but she looks stunning. And I look back and I'm like, oh my God, that dress is my favorite one. That's my favorite look. So Anne Hathaway was my number one. Do you have a number one from the night?
It was breathtaking. That's tough. I think I looked at Anne's the longest because it's so intricate and gorgeous.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is my number one. I have like my top three and I just can't decide my number one. I thought Penelope Cruz looked stunning in Chanel, but it wasn't giving me very much Carl. It was just a gorgeous looking gown with her, like the veil. She looked more.
She was bridal. Like a bride. Some people did his bridal stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I was going to say I picked my number two.
Okay.
Margot Robbie in Chanel.
Oh.
I mean, she looks good in everything. I love, though, that seeing where these dresses came from, because none of them are like new. You know what I mean? They're all rewears, which is really fun for the Met Gala. Like,
I thought a lot of remakes from the runway. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's that look from like years ago. Not that
it's the same dress. From, like, they just fit them for this. So like they're like these relics that they have.
That's incredible.
Yeah. No, Margot Robbie, I thought, crushed it. She looked fucking cool as hell. I'm looking at all the photos now because I'm like, I can't remember who my top three were.
Me too.
Who was
Michaela Cole?
Oh, she looked great. She was one of the hosts.
Oh. Goes to show you, I really was checked out of the Met Gala this year. I was like, no, I'm just looking at the looks.
Wait, do you have a number two? Or was that Michaela Cole as your number two?
No, there was one that I was obsessed with and I couldn't even tell you. I did love Gigi Hadid. I thought it was a very cool goth look. I loved the lace.
Yeah, she looked
fantastic on her.
She can wear anything. She looked great.
I wasn't feeling Kim's look. No. I know I should have like my tops, but
I know. I gotta say, Kim Kardashian usually is a win for me on the Met Gala carpet. Not this year. Like, I'll never forget that drippy, like water dripped like look. That was stunning and cool.
That was
didn't hit. You know what I mean? Like, if we're gonna drip pearls, I thought Lizzo crushed it more than Kim. And you know we love Kimmy Stimmy.
Kimmy Stimmy.
Yeah.
The fact that Kendall was a full 8 feet taller than Kim.
I know. The height in that photo.
The height. I couldn't get over it. I said it to you and I go, what? Why would they do it? I mean, of course, they're taking a picture together. They're sisters.
Yeah.
But it's obviously, it's so nice that they have such a height difference. But it was alarming how big of a difference it was.
Well, also Kendall had on those giant, giant boots. So like she was a full foot taller, I think, than she normally is. I forget what shoes Kim was wearing, but I'm like, it was so funny looking. And then Kylie was like kind of in the middle. I thought Kylie looked great. I saw a lot of people who didn't like her look. I thought she looked awesome. And I love that she wore like the red with the light blue like coat on top. Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was chic. I didn't think it was like so daring like some of these other Met Gala looks, you know. It was kind of safe. It was kind of like you could wear that to a wedding or a prom, but I thought she looked amazing. Like she had less makeup on too for her. Like she looked very natural. She was really she looked amazing.
Amazing, sweetie. She came out and said that she wished she had not done any of the work. If she could take it back, she would do way less filler. She wouldn't have changed a thing, she said.
Really?
I find shocking because I'm thinking, honey, your entire lip kit is your entire empire, which you had to get. She probably didn't have to get lip fillers to get to where she is. But I'm just saying that it definitely helps to have full lips and have a lip line. Oh, I'm remembering now. Sydney Sweeney. I loved her dress.
Yeah, she looked awesome. She really, I mean, she crushes it. She's so pretty. And just like, whoever styles her, like knows her inside and out. Like I felt like, yeah, they nailed it with that. Did you like Doja Cat's look?
I thought it was fun. I thought it was one of the most shocking, more daring looks of the night, so I enjoyed it.
I mean,
we watched the Met Gala to see the most like ridiculous looks, and I think it was right on par when she answered all the questions like with meow.
Yeah,
meow.
I thought it was also really cool that Nicole Kidman wore that dress that she wore in the Chanel No. 5 commercial like many years ago, which is really cool. Like it's the same, you know, she wore the same dress. She said she had it like altered a little bit or like, you know, spruced up. But I don't know if you saw her shoes. I was like, who let her walk out of the house wearing those black strappy sandals with that gorgeous dress? It was like she tried the dress on in a dressing room and like those are the shoes on the floor that the store provides for you. Like
they don't even fit her. She's just decided to wear them.
They just were so off and she's so beautiful. And like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this like one Instagram or TikTok account that does like bad lip readings or whatever. And they did her on the red carpet with Keith. You've seen it. It's so good.
So good. It's so good. They did a Gigi Hadid one. They're like, hey, what's up? What's up? What are you guys doing? Oh my God, you look so good, girl. I was dying.
I love those. I can watch those all day long. They crack me up. I always try and do. I'm always so like, can funny. I do these? Oh, I thought Jessica Chastain, another stunner for me. Oh. She crushes it. With the glasses, with the necklace.
I miss her red hair, but
it's a wig.
I like her.
I don't know if you watched her getting ready video. It's just a wig they put on for the night because they were trying to honor Karl Lagerfeld, who had like classically like white hair and sunglasses, you know. So,
it's now all clicking for me.
It was fun. It was fun to watch, but also a lot of black and white, a lot of Chanel-y looks.
I was just gonna say a lot of black and white. I mean, somebody should have dressed up as Cruella DeVille. Who was the woman with the long cape? Was it Janelle Monáe when she like took off the whole thing and it was Carl's face on the veil?
Oh no,
like,
it was
down
like
the stairs.
Jeremy Pope, I think, was it? Or it was
stunning. That was really cool.
I don't want to say the wrong name, but I can't remember who it was right now. But I think it was him. That was pretty fucking awesome. That was like with the whole his face, like the photograph of him like on the train or whatever. That was really spectacular.
Yeah. I thought it was so funny how Anna mentioned, like a clip came out of her explaining with the Met curator the rules of how people got banned. And it was for simple things. Like, they can't, if I see you smoke a cigarette, you're banned. I'm like, a cigarette?
No. Doja Cat was fully vaping. She was like, whatever. I came as a cat. I have 9 lives. Somehow I will find my way back. Whatever. That's wild.
But that just, yeah, it's even thinking.
Because you and I both were very surprised. Where was Kris Jenner? She was on the list that was released. Like, did she get COVID and we're just like being hush hush about it or something? Like, I can't think of anything else, but where was Kris Jenner at the Met Gala? I think that might be our next video. Or
where in the world is Kris Jenner? I didn't even see her on the list. I only saw...
She was.
What was that list? Why was everything out of alphabetical order? I'm like, do you want me to go searching for this? This is word search. I couldn't even see.
It was brought to you by Wordle. Yeah, it was just.
So Kris Jenner was on the list.
So was Kendall. So was Kylie. And Kim.
And Kim.
But and so we were like, oh, okay, the four of them are going. And then no Kris, no Court, no Khloé. I feel like Khloé, that makes sense because, you know, at least from the show, she doesn't really like big like red carpet events. She doesn't like enjoy doing that kind of shit, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, she probably didn't want to go. But like Kris, I would think she was posting all about Karl Lagerfeld and their relationship, you know, and their friendship. And I'm like, oh, okay, where was Kris?
That is really weird. See, I didn't even see her name on the list, so I didn't think she was going. So the fact that she wasn't there. A million things could happen.
Babysit my Courtney in New York City while her sisters went to the ball.
I was pissed at you. I told you you had to stay or I was disowning you.
And I did. We had a lovely evening. We went to dinner and then we went to the bars and we danced and sang and really had a night out in New York, didn't we, sweetie?
Yeah, but you wouldn't shut up about the Met Gala the whole time. You'll never let me live it down. Sorry.
What's that saying? What's the saying? FOMO. I definitely had FOMO. Watching Kimmy's and Kylie. I mean, Kenny looked amazing, you know? She could have been on Broadway in that outfit. That was a slam dunk.
She did rock that. She really did.
No pants.
It was
Kenny.
A glam tuxedo.
I know. Yeah. And she didn't even walk on the carpet with Bad Bunny. Benito.
Where was Benito Bunny?
He was there. They went to the after parties together. They were seen. We got a couple photographs of them at the after parties.
I loved Kylie's after party look.
Yeah.
That was hot. Yeah.
Your dad keeps texting me, give me the photos, Kris. And I keep saying, Caitlin, text your own daughters. They have all the photos. And I can't handle it.
You need to send Caitlin the pictures because, I mean, she's dying for them.
Well, if she had a brain, she could sign on to Google and literally Google Kylie's name. You know,
and
Kylie
log
pops
into
up
the family iCloud.
Who do you think of all of the family members who pops up the most when you Google their name? Who has the most hits on Google?
Probably. Well, after my wedding, because my wedding was just like phenomenal, but I would.
Yeah, but it didn't do anything for your Google hits. Unfortunately, it didn't really affect the Google hits.
Oh, who do you like? Do you have the in with Google? The
Absolutely.
Google execs?
Absolutely.
You're talking with them. You're such a liar.
I get a report every Tuesday from someone.
You need a nap. You just do way too much, doing the most all the time.
You're absolutely right. Hits? I should take an edible.
You need it. Who would be the most? I guess I would guess Kimmy.
No, actually, it was Kim until 2011, and then it stopped being Kim. It was me for a while, if you can believe. And now it's Kylie because Kylie's the most Googled sister.
Nobody's searching for you. They're searching for how to prevent wetting their pants because you have an issue with that. Pamper.
It was Chris one time. It was Burning Man. No, I swear to God, after my master class came out, people were really interested. So my numbers really soared.
Oh, through the roof, I'm sure. Just
absolutely.
Couldn't get enough Chris, I'm sure. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sad to have missed the night.
Well, you had a better time with me anyways.
Always, doll. Always.
Always.
Always and forever. Imagine if Chris like actually sang. She had a music video. You saw the music video, right?
Oh my God, yes.
How funny. My friend sent me that.
Kim has a song too, a single.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to tell you something like very funny that I was going to save for the podcast, actually, speaking of the Kardashians. I love how much other stuff we have on here, and we could cover some of it, but my friend messaged me and was like, my husband just had a full conversation with Travis Barker at a coffee shop in the Valley. And I was like, and this was the day of the Met Gala. Yeah, Travis Barker hanging out at a fucking Starbucks. I don't know. I don't know what coffee shop it was. I'm making that up. But how crazy is that? And she goes, I feel like you would appreciate this.
Wild.
And she goes, so I guess he's not going to the Met Gala. And I was like, confirmed. But also hilarious. I do appreciate this. Thank you for sending me this information.
We have ears and eyes on the ground in, where was it? In the Valley?
Yeah.
I love that. You know what? Stars, they're just like us. Oh my God, Amanda, not skinny but not fat, ran into Anna Wintour.
I saw that. Ambrose. Yes. Dude, that was so good.
If you're Anna Wintour after the Met Gala, are you going? I mean, St. Ambrose is, it's an elevated spot, so it's not strange to see her there, but I just find it so interesting that they're not sending out their assistant. Like, go fetch me a coffee, please. She's just at St. Ambrose chilling.
She wanted to have brunch. It was probably a nice morning, you know? Why not? I love it.
I mean,
I know exactly which St. Ambrose they were at too, because I used to go to that one back when I had a day job. They have the best croissants ever. I made a day at my office. This is how obsessed with the croissants I was. I was like, you know, people do, a lot of offices do like bagel Fridays where they buy bagels for everyone in the morning. Yes. Like, we should do croissant Mondays. And they were like, we love that idea.
You got that started?
Yeah. And so every Monday I'd have St. Ambrose deliver like all the croissants. Their apricot croissant is my favorite one. I'm like, yeah, let me
just. That sounds so good.
Make a day for the office for me to eat more croissants. So funny.
Just instill all these new rules. Pizza Thursdays, croissant Mondays.
YOLO.
Thirsty
YOLO, honey.
Thursdays.
Yeah. Taco Tuesday. Hey.
Taco Tuesday. That's back when businesses had money and they had no budget. They're like, yes, yeah, spend it. Now everybody's like penny pinching.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
I know. I remember being so scared to order lunch for them for like board meetings because I was like, what's the budget? And they'd be like, there is none. And then they'd be like, get Shun Li for 20 people. Do you know Shun Li? It's like the nicest fucking Chinese food restaurant in New York City. And I'd be like,
you're like, oh,
okay, Shun Li, 20 people. No problem. And it would be literally a lunch that would cost like, I don't know, $1,300, maybe more. And and they wouldn't eat it. No one would eat at the board meeting. So then we'd have Shun Li left over, $1,300. I'd invite all the doormen up. I'd be like, come make a plate. It's the best food. You know, take some home for your families. I don't know.
I love that. I mean, otherwise it goes to waste. It
goes to waste. And I couldn't. I was like, oh my God, we spent so much money on this and no one touched it. Touched it. Anyway.
You and I need to go to St. Ambrose and have a apricot.
Oh, my favorite. My favorite.
An apricot croissant.
Yeah, it's so good there. We'll definitely go and do that. Okay, we brought up Amanda running into Anna Wintour. Amazing, amazing. Gwyneth Paltrow this week is on Call Her Daddy. I love that we're the podcast rounding up podcasts. But this I have to listen to. I've only seen the trailer and I'm like blown away by her being on this podcast.
Can you believe it? Also, shout out for Call Her Daddy getting the actual most insane guests. Like, this is insane. Yeah. Right after, besides her, it's Howie Mandel.
It's crazy. I know.
Howie is getting the guests too.
I think Alex is really good at interviewing. I think she really makes people feel comfortable. And even when talking about like some of their controversial moments or whatever, it doesn't feel like she's, you know,
invasive.
Exposing them. Yeah. Too invasive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the trailer was enough for me to be sold with Gwyneth Paltrow saying like, who is better in bed? Brad Pitt or Ben Affleck. Like, I'm sorry, but the world is waiting for these kinds of answers. They're waiting for someone to come out with this information. I love it too. I wonder, do you think she like still talks to them and like texted them and was like, Ben, just so you know, like I talked about us fucking on this podcast, like no big deal, but just FYI.
I feel like they would stay friends. Hollywood is all intertwined. Everybody is talking to everybody. But I do think that she probably just said it in passing. And then after the fact that she recorded the podcast, did some damage control and texted them.
You think?
Yo, Ben, I said that you're amazing in bed. Yeah. And then she texted Brad Pitt. Oh, my God. The way she described the Brad Pitt, though. So to give you guys the full story, she gave glowing reviews of Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck, both romantic partners of hers.
Yeah.
Which I forget that Ben Affleck and her ever dated.
Yeah, I forgot too. And then I was like, oh, right. That did happen.
Interesting.
Was
Ben
it
Affleck has
after her divorce? Oh, my God. The fucking sirens here. Was it after her divorce?
The sirens.
Do you hear
I actually do not know.
Well.
Yeah. She says they're both good kissers. And it's hard to choose the best one in bed, though.
Well, she said Ben Affleck is technically excellent. That's what she said. And I was like, damn.
Why does she talk like that? Technically, it was excellent.
No, it was excellent. He's technically excellent, meaning he knows where to grab and touch and go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like some guys, mm-hmm.
but
they're
for
lost.
Her, it wasn't excellent. So in the
maybe, yeah,
big
maybe
picture of good in bed.
Yeah, maybe like not for me, but for someone else, because he knows what he's doing. We just didn't connect. I don't know. Look at me and trying to interpret fucking Gwyneth Paltrow talking about this.
It's kind of hard to interpret her. I have no idea what she's always talking in. She has a Gwyneth Paltrow vocabulary.
Yeah. I got to listen to the episode, though. I'm really excited to hear it. I was really like intrigued, you know, and I'm sure she'll talk about like her Goop diet and all the stuff that's come out recently. Right. Like Alex goes there.
Oh,
and I think that'll be when you're going on the podcast, you know what you're getting into, I think, you know.
Yeah, definitely. The fact that Alex plays Fuck, Marry, Kill with her guests is iconic.
It's so fun. So fun. But I love great. That they didn't even start the game, right? And she was like, Brad Pitt. She's like, wait, what?
Fuck, Mary Kill, Brad Pitt, Chris Martin, her ex, and Ben Affleck. And she said, did she even give an answer? I think Brad, Paltrow said of her Seven co-star, noting that she would choose to remarry the Coldplay frontman. Ben, yeah, God bless him. Oh, my God. She would remarry Coldplay?
They're amazing. Friends. I think they've always been... Remember the unconscious coupling? You know, that was a very soft way of getting divorced, you know. But she's married, you know. She has a husband. For many years now, she's been married to Brad Falchuk, right? I told you when I met Chris Martin and her when they came in. Remember that story that I told you?
No.
Didn't I tell you this? I served them when I was a waitress in New York City back in the day. And Chris Martin was so nice.
Yes,
I do. She was a little... She asked for my advice. I gave her my advice. She did not listen to it. And then she did not like what she got. And I was like, bitch, I told you so. Like, be my friend.
And Chris even apologized and said, I'm sorry.
He was like, yeah, sorry. Yeah, it was the lobster roll or the fish sandwich. I said, the lobster roll, girl. Get the lobster. Gwen, the lobster roll.
Gwenny,
honey. And she was like, I'll have the fish sandwich. And I was like, okay. And then I came back. She goes, it's really bland. I really didn't like it. And I was like, what am I under a rock? I am under a rock. I was literally like the sad young, you know, girl in a big oversized apron that's like, can I get you guys anything else? Like, I was like so nervous too, you know. It was like big people. I was like, oh my God, you know. I used to be like, sometimes you're the star of the show when you're the waitress, you know what I mean, when you're the server. Like, sometimes you're the star, but then when you're in front of literal A-list stars, you're like immediately like, I am part of the wall. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to walk by you.
I am here to serve you.
But then you could go to a regular table of people you don't know and you're like, what's up? Here we go. Let me tell you about my life. Okay. And they're like, oh my God, you're so fun. You must be an actor.
You must be. They can tell from the personality.
Unfortunately.
Do marry, fuck, kill with Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, Chris Martin.
Okay. I would. This is tough. Okay, I think I'm gonna marry Chris Martin. I'm gonna fuck Brad Pitt. He was very nice and he had a very lasting impression on me. I'm gonna fuck Brad Pitt and I'm gonna kill Ben Affleck. You know, after that face he made during, what was it, the Oscars or something, I really can't forget it. So there you go. What
he's
about
somebody
you
that needs his coffee first? Yeah. He's somebody. Yeah. You got to get him his coffee. And I'm always like that too. And I, oh God, now I feel bad that I even said that about Nick, but it's just some people need their coffee in the morning and I get it. I do too.
It's okay. Okay. You fuck, marry, kill, go.
Oof. At first I was going to say marry Brad Pitt, but then after what you said, I'm like, oh, do I want to have to deal with his ex-wife, Angelina? I'm kind of scared of her. Mm. She's kind of intimidating, but he's hot. And I don't know what Brad Pitt's like in person, like what his personality is.
I imagine
he seems
so nice.
Playful. So nice. She did say that Brad Pitt was the more romantic partner and Ben Affleck made her laugh more.
Mm.
So I have to take that into consideration.
I just came okay. at it. I love that you're really, you know, thinking about this, weighing your options.
Who's going to take care of me more? I don't know.
Everyone's waiting.
I'll say marry Brad Pitt, fuck Chris Martin, kill Baffleck.
Wow. Okay. Looks like there's a theme here. Bye-bye, Ben. I'm so
bye-bye.
Sorry. Now I got to hear what she says on the podcast. So we got to go listen to that.
I know.
Okay, well, we're at the end of our app. I'm so sad, but
we really have done it in. I mean, let me tell you, I'm still unpacking, so I'm gonna go finish that up. Nice. But I probably will not. I'm just staring at my suitcase right there. It's just so daunting. It's like, why do I want to do that? I don't. So, we got a full week though.
Full
Cinco
full
de Mayo.
Week.
It's my mo effing. It's basically my birthday on Cinco de Mayo.
Mazel tov. Happy birthday. Congrats. I'm sorry I'm not there to hang out with you on Cinco de Mayo, but we can have a belated Cinco de Mayo in a little longer. I'm coming back
to share some spicy margs.
Yes. Oh, I love a spicy margarita. Do you have plans for Friday for Cinco de Mayo?
Not full plans. I probably will meet some people up for some drinks, but then on Saturday I've got a day party birthday for a friend. The sketch show creator. Great guy.
Fun. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm working on my show, guys. Show.
Yes,
Andrea's going to be popping into the show. She's going to be a part of the show. It's happening on May 17th at Joe's Pub, 9:30 p.m. Not many tickets are left, so let's sell this bitch out. And so I have to work on my show until then. But I'm flying back east next week. I have my best family friend's wedding. I'm so excited for it. And then I'll be in New York. Chris and Court are coming out again. And I don't know. Well, you know, we'll get to catch up. I'm in New York a lot in the next few weeks. So I'm excited that we get to be together. You know, rage on the town as one would do.
We're going to hit the town, sweetie. And let me tell you this. We're going to record in person. It'll make it so much fun. I'll have some great footage. Okay. So just
prepare yourself.
Record in person.
I can't wait.
We ain't doing Zoom.
I love it. I don't mind the Zoom, but I love it because in person scares me.
we're gonna record a full studio and then it won't be as intimidating, but we'll have better chemistry like over this computer. I like it because I get to see you, but it's not the chemistry in person that we have.
I thought you were gonna be like, I like you, but I don't love you. I thought that was coming out of your mouth.
No, I would never. No, I love you. I can't wait to be in person. So
I can't wait.
Can't wait for you guys to be here. Subscribe on YouTube at Big Wigs Podcast. Follow us on Instagram. Thank you guys. We hit 900 because Anna so intuitively posted our Chris and Court videos, and that really helped us. So we bumped up to 900. We're trying to get to the 1,000 mark. We appreciate you guys. All the love, support. You're a big wig. Have an amazing week. And definitely buy tickets to Anna's show because it's going to be a big one.
I hope so. Okay, bye.
It is. It's going to be amazing.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, sweetie.